This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. As cities and countries across the world continue to try to curb the spread of the new coronavirus, the United States has passed another stark reminder of how deadly it is. According to Johns Hopkins University, more than 150,000 people have died from COVID-19 in the United States. That's more than any other country. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The worldwide toll is more than 500,000, and Johns Hopkins University's tally shows the U.S. has the most by far. The grim milestone comes amid spikes in various parts of the nation, including Florida, which reported 216 deaths today, breaking the single-day record set just yesterday. Visiting Texas, where the virus has also been surging, President Trump says the nation's making progress.
Together we will end the plague from China. We will defeat the virus.
And as he promises an economic recovery, Federal Reserve Chair Jay Powell says the path forward remains extraordinarily uncertain.
And will depend in large part on our success in keeping the virus in check.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Meanwhile, Brazil has surpassed 90,000 COVID-19 deaths. Worldwide, more than 662,000 people have died. And at this hour, nearly 17 million globally are infected with COVID-19. An Indian businessman who recovered from the coronavirus has converted his office into an 85-bed facility to provide free treatment for the poor. The coronavirus epidemic is still raging in the world's second most populous nation, with the number of infections passing 1.5 million Wednesday and almost 35,000 deaths. The government provides and pays for the staff, medical equipment, and medicine, while the businessman bought the beds and bears the cost of bed linen and electricity. This is VOA News. The Vatican was allegedly hacked by China ahead of key talks. AP correspondent Walter Ratliff reports.
A U.S.-based monitoring group says the Vatican and the Catholic Diocese of Hong Kong have been the targets of hackers allegedly backed by China. The cyber attacks come ahead of talks between the Holy See and China on the renewal of a landmark 2018 deal that helped thaw diplomatic relations. The Chinese Foreign Ministry denied any involvement. China's estimated 12 million Catholics are split between those belonging to the government-backed Chinese Catholic Patriotic Association, which is outside the Pope's authority, and an underground church loyal to the Pope. I'm Walter Ratliff.
Wednesday, Afghans welcomed a three-day ceasefire, but called for it to be made permanent. This after the government and the Taliban said they would observe a truce that could kickstart peace talks as soon as next week. The foes this week announced a temporary stoppage in Afghanistan's war, only the third official pause in nearly 19 years. It is slated to start Friday and run for the duration of the Eid al-Adha Muslim festival. Wednesday, the U.S. Federal Reserve stressed the course of the coronavirus pandemic will be critical to the economic recovery. The statement came as the policy-setting Federal Open Market Committee, FOMC, held the benchmark lending rate at zero as expected and did not make any other changes to its guidance. The Fed also said it will continue to buy at least $120 billion in U.S. Treasuries and mortgage-backed securities each month to steady financial markets. The World Bank Group's private sector arm said Wednesday it is launching a $4 billion financing platform aimed at boosting the production and supply of critical healthcare products in developing countries to help fight the coronavirus pandemic. The International Finance Corps initiative is largely aimed at private sector projects to manufacture products such as personal protective equipment, ventilators and other medical equipment, coronavirus test kits, therapeutic drugs, and vaccines. The U.S. government says it will withdraw the federal tactical teams that have clashed with protesters in the U.S. city of Portland, Oregon, beginning Thursday. But they must be confident of an end to the violence and vandalism that have accompanied weeks of protest in the Pacific Coast city, sparked by the death of George Floyd in police custody in the U.S. state of Minnesota. Oregon's governor said on Twitter, quote, "Our local Oregon State Police will be downtown to protect free speech and keep the peace," end quote. She went on to add, quote, "Let's center the Black Lives Matter movement's demands for racial justice and police accountability," end quote. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.